Hardeep, my dear friend. It's so good to see you.
And it is good to see you. I have brought my sons, Sanji.
He has grown so tall.
Yes, I am so grateful that you will be taking him to the great master Gambhir Ananda.
I am grateful to you for allowing me to do that. And my son, Rahul, will accompany me as well. Only, Hardeep, I am so sad. Why can you not come with us as well?
No, my friend, it is impossible for me to go at this time. But Sanjib, he will go on my behalf. He will get blessings from the master for both of us. Now you must depart.
All right, children. Today we are making a most auspicious journey. We are going to see my master, Gambhir Ananda. So, let us quickly go to his ashram. It is not far. We will just walk there. It will take only a short time. Rahul, Shandi, please come. What is the problem? What is it? Sanjib, what is wrong? Oh my goodness, Sanjib.
Oh, Rahul.
Rahul, your friend is burning with fever. Please go and get the doctor. Doctor, please. Please come quickly. This is my friend's dearest son, his only son. And he is quite sick. I don't know now what happened. We were going to see my master, Gambhir Ananda. Please do something for him. What is it, Doctor? Please.
Sir, there's nothing I can do for him. He has cholera. He only has a few hours to live.
You are saying that my friend's dearest son has cholera? He is going to die? Doctor, please, do something. If my friend's son dies, what will I tell him? Please, you must do something.
There's absolutely nothing anyone can do for him now. All I can do is make him a little.
Doctor, Rahul, you stay here with your friend. Doctor, I'm going to see my master. There must be something he can do. I shall be back shortly. The ashram is not very far.
Lakhan, you have come.
Master Gambhir Ananda, I am so happy to see you, but I am also so sad. I come with terrible news. You know, I was coming today with my son, Rahul, and also my dearest friend's son, Sanjib. Only on our way to see you, Sanjib has become terribly ill, and the doctor said he will die. He has cholera. And, Master, I don't know what I will do. What am I going to say to my dearest friend? This is his only son. If he dies, I do not know what I will tell him. Master, you know that I have many, many children, where my friend only has one son. Master, can you do something occultly with your great power and take my son? Take my son, Rahul, and let his son live.
So I see. You are a great sacrificer. You are ready to let your own son die. What gives you the right to sacrifice your son?
But, Master, that is not what I'm saying. Only I want to give my son.
Your life belongs to you, but your son's life belongs to him. You cannot claim your son's life. Oh, you have not yet learned the ABCs of the spiritual life, but you are ready to show off what a great sacrificer you are. Oh, Lakhan, be sincere. Start at the beginning of the spiritual life. Learn the ABCs. Then we can talk about sacrifice.
Master, I beg your pardon. I am so foolish.
Oh, I have scolded you mercilessly. I have insulted you. But now my compassion is coming to the fore. Take me to the boy.
It is easy to be generous at the expense of others. In the outer world, when we sacrifice something, we are totally aware of the results of our action. At times, it is these results, which are glory, name, and fame, which prompt us to make an act of sacrifice. But in the inner world, there is no such thing as sacrifice. Through our constant prayer and meditation, we become fully aware of our universal oneness. When we separate our existence from the blind limitations of the body, we see ourselves not only as unlimited possibilities, but also as infinite inevitabilities. Our sense of separativity, we sacrifice in order to become great. Our sense of unity, we treasure in order to remain always good.
Lord, Lord. Yeah.